The inaugural St. Joseph Marathon coming up this weekend. We're talking with the St. Joseph, Missouri Sports Commission Executive Director, Brett Easley. Brett, first race coming up. I mean, a racer's going to get pre-race jitters. As the director of it, do you get some pre-race jitters yourself?
Well, I've had 15 and a half months to have jitters, Matt. And, you know, we're, this is, as I'm sure you're well aware, being a runner, to say there's a lot of moving parts to an event like this would be a gross understatement. And, you know, I'm probably on chapter 14 of the 16-chapter book, Marathon for Dummies. And not from the running standpoint, but from the race directing standpoint. And as I tell people, I probably know just enough to be dangerous at this point. But, you know, nervously excited. Excited from the standpoint of I think this race has been well received. I think there's a lot of folks excited about it. Obviously, this is not an event of this magnitude that we've ever done in our community before. But, you know, nervous just from the standpoint is, again, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of execution. But again, we've been planning this race for a long time. And at some point, you just get to the point of it's time to execute. And I think we'll be ready to do that here in just under 48 hours.
And it looks like you're set up, too, with a great day overall when you have the full, the half, the relay start coming up at 7 a.m., about 7:30, the 10K, 7:45, the 5K, and then the post-race chill out as well. It's a full day to where folks are kind of thinking, I don't really want to go out and run and do all this. But there's also that community part that comes afterward. And this looks like this should be overall a terrific event for anybody of any race distance.
Well, we hope so. You know, from day one, we really talked about what we wanted this event to look like. And I would say, first and foremost, we wanted to eliminate any deterrent of why a runner wouldn't sign up and participate in this race. And so, whereas the formal name of the event is the St. Joseph Marathon, well, certainly most people don't get out of bed every morning and say, golly, I'm going to run a marathon this year. Well, that's okay. If you're not one that says, I'm going to run 26.2 miles, there's a distance for everyone. The half marathon, such as yourself, that's 13.1 miles. That's been a popular distance. The 10K distance is becoming more of an emerging distance at a lot of races, so that's 6.2 miles. And then the 5K is always a popular one as well. I always tell people, if you want to participate, you can go couch to 5K in 6 weeks, and in this case, you can go couch to 5K in 48 hours. But 5K is 3.1 miles, heavy participation there. And then we've also added a relay team race as well, and that's an emerging race at a lot of events we're finding as well. It's a five-person team. It can be all males, all females, can be a mix of male, females. And that is just what it sounds like. Each one of the five runners takes a fifth of the race, and they run it that way. And so, again, we kind of looked at ourselves in the middle of last year and said, goodness, do we maybe just want to focus on one or two distances? But no, we kind of decided, if we're going to do this, let's jump in. We can figure this out. There's been a tremendous amount of collaboration among many groups here in St. Joseph. But as you mentioned as well, these races are events. Even if you're not running, we encourage people to come down to Civic Center Park and take part in the atmosphere. Cheer on the runners. These events come with vendor fairs, food, drink, live music, and we've created that as well. So a lot of reason to get involved on Saturday morning here in St. Joseph, even if you're not participating as a runner in the event.
One of the things that I love about events like this is the chance for the camaraderie. You're meeting people from all walks of life, all coming together, whether they're serious runners or not. It's very fun, and it sounds like you've got folks from all over the country. What does that demographic look like as far as, you know, folks in Missouri and Kansas, but probably a lot of other states as well?
Well, if you like demographics, this next statement you'll love. So, you know, certainly we created this event for two reasons. Number one, fit a niche in our community and area. There's a tremendous running population in our area. But number two, we also saw this as a tourism event. I mean, anytime you can have the chance to bring tourists to your area, and you can find an event that will do that, we need to figure those things out. And so as we sit here and talk right now, we've got runners signed up from 25 states. I don't know what my expectation was. I can tell you that probably wasn't it. In fact, if you'd have told me we had runners signed up from 10 states, that probably would have been impressive. But I got done talking to a couple. I talked to a couple from New Hampshire that's coming in for the race. I talked to them yesterday. We've got folks signed up from Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas. You know, one of the cool stories is we've got a couple signed up from Catawba, North Carolina. That probably doesn't instantly mean anything to you, but if you followed the Women's Basketball Elite Eight that we hosted here last March, Catawba College participated in that. And so what that tells us is they came to St. Joseph, they had a good experience, they saw our marathon publicity and said, you know what, this would be a cool place to come back and participate in that event. And so, you know, I don't know that that's why they signed up, but if I've got to connect the dots, I've got to put two and two together and say that's probably a good method of the madness of why they're coming back. And I think that just shows the, you know, I always say sports unify people, and it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. There's a level of that across all sports, and the racing community is no different. And races like this are one of the only sports that I've truly seen that everybody roots for everybody. We're not rooting against anybody. We're rooting for everybody to do their best. We're encouraging people to finish, and that's a big piece of that camaraderie right there.
Oh, and 100% kind of willing people to get up that hill with you and get over the hump, because if anything, I feel like it's just a battle with myself, not the other runners. But then again, too, I'm used to finishing, 200 spots behind whoever's winning. So that goes hand in hand with that, too. Along with the marathon and all the races that come along with it, the excitement afterward, the post-race chill out that'll be out at Civic Center Park as well, some money being raised for charity, some other benefits around the community as well. Can you tell us about those, Brett?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously our post-race chill out in the park afterwards presented by Hy-Vee. So we'll have live music from the Brian Alford Experience. They're a steel drum band. So they will play a lot of upbeat music, a lot of music you've heard. Sometimes you might feel like you're on the islands when you hear them. But again, upbeat atmosphere. And that group provides that, absolutely. Obviously, you know, it's really funny, Matt, when you talk about post-race activities at a race. We will have beer vendors there, and people might say, man, runners drink beer? Well, that's kind of a thing at these events immediately following, especially on a Saturday morning. So if that's a thing for runners or just spectators that are there cheering on the runners or folks there, we'll have that service available. But our philanthropic partner is the Junior League of Greater St. Joseph. And so the Junior League actually is not foreign to races. In fact, many of your listeners that are racers, odds are they probably participated in the Pony Express Run or the Pony Express 5K. So that race, essentially, we joined forces with them. We figured that they could help us, we could help them, and they've created a really good foundation and a good tradition for that race. And we just wanted to partner with them and try to make it more of a community-wide, region-wide, and in some cases, a nationwide event. And so Junior League helps support the United Way of Greater St. Joseph. They help support an endeavor called Cinderella's Closet, which essentially is a clothes closet for community girls and women here in St. Joe. They also have a program called Hope Totes, which is a program that helps the community as well. And so a portion of the proceeds will go to benefit Junior League and the many initiatives and endeavors that they're involved with.
It's going to be a terrific weekend, the inaugural St. Joseph Marathon coming up. You can register through Friday, whether it's for the full, half, relay, 10K, or 5K. They've got a race distance for everyone. Brett, always great to talk with you, and I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Matt, absolutely. I will be rooting you on hard when you and your wife and other members of your family cross the finish line, for sure.
I love it. The St. Joseph Marathon coming up this weekend.